right. Daniel is here from Joyce University.
Joyce University of Nursing and Health Sciences, one of the largest nursing schools in Utah. And Daniel Wakamatsu is with us. He is the lead faculty of the International Clinical Programs at Joyce University of Nursing and Health Sciences, and was recently recognized, it says here, not to embarrass you, Daniel, but as the healthcare hero for 2022.
Wow.
For his work in the community. What work in the community do they recognize you for?
Yeah, so
stand real close to the mic if you
sure.
would.
Sure. Yeah, thank you. That was an honor. I definitely don't consider myself a hero, but it was very nice to have that kind of recognition for the work that we do.
Mm-hmm.
So those nominees, there's about 20 awardees or so from various aspects, from administration, practice, as well as education. So mine was
community outreach.
Yes, mine was education, more so in fostering opportunities for nursing students to have very diverse and immersive experiences. For my program, internationally. So we do take students to Guatemala.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I just want to know if you got a plaque or anything. Did they give you a plaque?
Yeah, they did, and okay, it's a very nice-looking plaque. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Laurel and a hearty handshake.
Yeah.
Joyce University students, nursing students, this is unique, I think, to your program, to Joyce University. It's a really good selling point to get people to want to come here. Talk about the international outreach.
Yeah, so it's a fairly new program. We just started taking students internationally for clinical experiences last October. So within that time frame, we've taken, coming up by the end of this year, 89 students will have participated in an international
And where do you
experience.
Go?
Yeah, so we go to Guatemala and Honduras, and we work with local non-governmental, non-profit organizations who are there providing healthcare services to their respective communities.
And they really need them, I would imagine. And you've gone, I assume?
Yes, yep. So I've gone about 7 trips.
Yeah.
Wow.
And how many students do you take on each trip?
Yeah, we take about 10, roughly 10 mm-hmm. per trip.
Mm-hmm. If somebody enrolls in Joyce University, wants to be a nurse, and it says here you offer a big number of nursing degrees.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different pathways. So from an associate's level, more of an entry level into practice,
mm-hmm.
As well as a bachelor's degree, as well as master's level courses.
Oh,
so
cool.
Even if you are already a nurse and want to kind of further your career in education, there are many pathways to be a part and kind of grow from that.
And then how do you get to be one of the students that goes to the international trip?
Yeah, so we do select applicants. Right now it's just pre-licensure, so students who are not yet registered nurses
mm-hmm.
In one of their final semesters of their programs. And so we have them apply, we do some interviews, and then kind of make our selection from there. Mm-hmm. So looking for very driven candidates who are have a love for serving diverse, resource-limited communities in their future.
You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and this person was a nurse, was a woman, who is like a nurse for hire, for a traveling nurse.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
I thought, if you're the right kind of person, what a fascinating way
mm-hmm.
to be. So you just go, you get hired to go to a hospital in Utah, and you stay there for a while, and then they contract you to go to someplace else in the country. And
Yeah. One of my friends does that. She works, she's an emergency room nurse, and she's done multiple contracts on the East Coast, West Coast. Right now she's in California.
And they do that with some doctors as well.
Yeah.
An old friend of mine, one of those guys I went to see down in Escalante, mm-hmm. is an emergency room physician, but he worked in emergency rooms all around the country.
Yep. Mm. Yeah. So. Yeah. Definitely healthcare. You can travel, explore the world. Some great opportunities.
Yeah. And we need a lot of nurses now.
For sure.
Yes.
So talk about how to enroll in Joyce University, and are there financial aid programs available and that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So how to enroll, I'd first recommend going to joyce.edu, so joyce.edu. You can put your information there for to request information, and then somebody will be in contact with you to talk more, even give you a tour of campus if you'd like, mm-hmm. Answer your questions. And, yes, there is financial aid offered.
Are there scholarships as well as loan programs?
Or? Scholarships I'm not too familiar with, but mm-hmm. definitely like federal student
loan
loans.
Programs.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, if you go to the I'm on the website right now, and it's really easy to navigate. There's a financial aid button. There's a request
all
more
that.
Information button. Mm-hmm. All of that.
That's good. Is there any age limit of people, you know, maybe somebody who's in their 60s or something says, you know, I'm going to be a nurse, damn it.
No, and what's great is it's a mingling of all age groups, people from very different backgrounds. So, I mean, internationally, we've taken students who have been in their 50s mm-hmm. And are just coming into practice now and have been really excited about things. So, no, age is not a limiting factor. Just have a passion to serve and work hard.
Mm. I don't know, maybe in a couple of years I'll go be a nurse.
Yeah.
There you go. It's Joyce University, and it's joyce.edu. Is that that's
correct.
The website?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Nice to meet you.
Thank you,
for
Daniel.
Coming by, Daniel.
Thank you for having me.
All right, thanks for coming in.